Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to this Friday edition of The Rich Eisen Show here in Los Angeles, California. I am your humble host, Rich Eisen, and we have got ourselves quite a show on our hands over the next 3 hours right here on NBC Sports on Peacock, or if you're listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211 on NBC Sports Audio or anywhere across this great country of ours on The Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. We say good morning or good afternoon to you wherever you are taking in this program. I've got four guests here on this busy Friday leading up to championship weekend in the National Football League. The AFC Championship game, the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. That's the final game of Championship Sunday. And then game one of the two. The NFC Championship game between the Battle of the 12s, Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. Willie McGinnis is going to join us on this program to discuss that right at the top of hour number two. If anybody knows what might be coursing through the veins, we can assume, of Tom Brady, or going through the heart and mind of Tom Brady going into this game that can put him in to his 10th Super Bowl, and in position to win his 7th as the first quarterback to ever host a Super Bowl game in his home stadium. It's Willie McGinnis, who won three of them with him back in New England back in that day. Also on this program, coming up in about 12 minutes time, an entry interview for me. I will welcome Robert Saleh, the new head coach of the New York Jets, into this program. He introduced himself yesterday, saying that everyone should get used to the phrase, all wheels, no brakes. Or all gas, no brakes. I'm sorry. All wheels, no brakes is what Mike Del Tufo used. That's what you used to say. Eight wheels, my bad. That's when it was an all skate for you back as a DJ.
Yes.
Whatever it is, at least he wasn't talking about biting off kneecaps is basically what I'm saying.
That really happened yesterday.
That really happened yesterday with Dan Campbell. So Robert Saleh is going to be joining us here on this program. From Mr. Mayor on NBC, as you could also see here on Peacock today, a day after it airs on Thursday nights, of a former an SNL alum, Bobby Moynihan, in hour number three. And Bob Costas is going to join us on this program. He was what we call a late ad. Bob, kind enough to join us today. He said yes about 20 minutes ago, as we learned about an hour ago, the passing of the great Hank Aaron. Hammering Hank Aaron, passing away overnight in his home in Georgia at the age of 86. And it goes without saying that this man is an iconic figure in America, not American sports. But I'll say it anyway. Man's an icon. A man who hit home runs for a living and then suddenly got thrust into the politics and also the racism of the post-Jim Crow South. Jackie Robinson may have broken the color barrier, but what Hank Aaron did battling the awfulness of racism in Atlanta, Georgia, as he was breaking Babe Ruth's all-time record to become the all-time home run king in Major League Baseball, eventually to go on and hit 755. It goes without saying that what Hank Aaron did on the field with grace, with his calm demeanor, never really let on what was really going on in the real world with him. that many people were rooting against Hank Aaron merely because of the color of his skin. And what he did in his post-playing career by talking about these social issues and being a figure that so many people looked to and looked up to just adds to his legacy. Man been in the Baseball Hall of Fame since 1982. And here's one of the most remarkable statistics, just baseball statistics about Hank Aaron. 20-time All-Star, 2-0. Played 23 years in the major leagues. As the story goes, Hank Aaron signed out of the Negro Leagues by the Braves organization. He was playing for the Indianapolis Clowns. What a name. And he was signed for $10,000, worked his way through the Braves system. And Bobby Thompson of the famed Giants win the pennant was a teammate and broke his ankle. And that's how the Braves said, Rook, head in there.
Wow.
And he hit a ball so hard that the sound that it made off the bat caused an opponent from the dugout to come out of the dugout tunnel to see who could make a bat sound like that when it hit a baseball. That's the quote that has since been attributed to Ted Williams, who I once saw ask Mark McGwire if he could smell wood burning when he hit a baseball. Because he knew what a bat hitting a baseball smells like and certainly knows what it sounds like. And he had apparently never heard the noise of a baseball hitting a bat the way that Hank Aaron did until he heard Hank Aaron do it. And here's the stat, though, that is truly remarkable. Man is 755, right? And you could
sure is
put an asterisk around those who have more. As we welcome in our NBC Sports on Peacock audience right now here on The Rich Eisen Show, talking about the passing of Hank Aaron. Here's the statistic, okay? Here's the statistic that is quite something. 755 home runs for Hank Aaron. Never had more than 47 in a season. Never. That's the most. 1971, hit 47 home runs. That's the high water mark.
And he was 37, Rich.
He did have eight seasons of 40 or more home runs.
20 with 20 home runs.
Put it all together, and you got a guy all natural.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt.
Doing it for the Braves organization. And then just, again, what he stood for. And how he stood for it. May you rest in peace, Henry Hank Aaron. Bob Costas will join us in hour number two to discuss it. Figured let's get him on here and have a Hall of Fame broadcaster discuss what Hank stood for. And later on in the show, if you recall Chris Brockman, who's across the way over there, that we had Craig Sager on this program, may he rest in peace, the two of them meeting together at home plate in heaven, as they did on the night of April 8th, 1974, when a young Cub reporter for his local outfit drove all the way to Atlanta, Georgia to try and cover the big night of Hank Aaron passing the babe, and they met at home plate. With the mosh pit at home plate, and there was Craig out there with his microphone and his tape recorder and everything. And I asked Craig, as he was in his final months on Earth, the day that he won the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPY Awards, which, as you know, has also been won by my dearly departed friend Stuart Scott and so many others who have displayed courage in the face of imminent death. He told that story here about the two of them meeting at home plate that night, and than the two of them having a friendship out of it. It's a great story. We'll replay it for you here on the passing of Hank Aaron here in 2021. 20-time All-Star. That's insane.
That's insane.
That's absolutely insane.
His baseball reference page is just remarkable to right. look at.
And then that's the neat thing about it, too, although he had to go through living the life like this as a baseball player, that's not even his greatest accomplishment. You could make a case. By the way, also 13 years as the VP Director of Development, Ted Turner hired him to run the player development department for the Braves after he retired. Dale Murphy and all those great Braves came up through the organization when Hank was in charge of finding prospects like that. So may the hammer, Hank Aaron, rest in peace, dead at the age of 86. And you can go to our Twitter handle, at Rich Eisen Show, to see Hank's appearance in 2016 when he called in. But let's take a break right here. And when we come back, the head coach of the New York Jets, freshly minted, Robert Saleh, will be here on the Rich Eisen Show before Willie McGinnis, Bob Costas, and Bobby Moynihan, and you at 844-204-RICH. Join us as well. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know, and I'm a fragile man here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network because Robert Saleh, the New York Jets head coach, is going to call in. Are we back, Mike?
We are back now. Okay. Sorry about that, Rich. That
I feel like we're in Newark Airport where I've got airplanes coming all over the place.
Yes,
but
we are back.
I know we've got lots happening. And fresh north of the Newark Airport exit, which is exit 14, as you know, exit 16W is where this man is now going to start being the head coach of the New York Jets. They're calling in. Robert Saleh is calling in. I have had much in my heart and mind about the New York Jets for quite some time. Is the head coach of the New York Jets on the phone line?
Looks like it, Rich.
Longtime listener, first-time caller, Robert Saleh. Rich Eisen here. How are you, coach?
How you guys doing?
Well, I'm better for talking to you. How are you doing? More importantly, how are you doing, Robert?
Blessed every day.
Blessed every day. When did you first get a call from the Jets? How quickly did they call you up, Robert Saleh? How did that happen?
I believe the call came in that they wanted to interview on Wednesday after the season, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And, we had our Zoom call on a Friday. I was in the building, I believe, Monday. I mean, all the days are getting caught up.
Sure, right.
But it went pretty quick. It went pretty quick. So,
is it the first time you'd ever communicated with Joe Douglas, or do you have any history where you go back, or you've met, or anything like that? Or is this completely fresh for you with the Johnson family and Joe Douglas?
No, it was the first time that I've ever had any communication with Joe. And as soon as people found out that I was interviewing, and I'm talking about that Zoom call.
Yes.
The amount of calls and texts and excitement about Joe was just, it was effusive, and so it was going into it. I was like, man, this guy must be unbelievable,
right?
So, and he's lived up to the billing.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you, Coach. You know, I'm from. Full disclosure here, I'm born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island, New York. You and I have never met, I don't believe, right, Coach? I don't think.
I don't believe so. No,
I don't think so. We haven't even run into each other at a combine, which is kind of crazy. But anyway.
I watch you a lot, though.
I appreciate that. I watch you, too. I watch you, too, Coach. I see you all fired up. And I'm just going to unburden myself here. And this usually doesn't happen in interviews, and I hope it doesn't get too sideways. But I'm born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island. If we were here, I would show you the figurative scars of being a lifelong Jet fan, diehard, dyed in the wool. Okay, I go way, way back. And when I'm hearing how great everyone loves Joe Douglas, and everyone loves you too, I've heard nothing but effusive praise for you. Gets me nervous. I'm not going to lie. Gets me a little nervous. Can you help with that, Coach? Can you help with that?
You know, I don't know. It's I guess it's one of those deals. You just have to just observe and trust the process and see how this thing goes.
Okay.
You know?
So what is your process? Lay it out for me. What do you got for
me? You know, it's obviously, I mean, all the coaches speak about evaluating the players and all that. I can bore you, but the reality is no matter what, everything we do from this day forward is designed with to win championships. And everything that we're going to do is going to be mindful of putting the players first, because they're the ones who strap up and they're the ones who walk between the white lines and they're the ones who go to battle every day. And so that's the intent, and we're going to do it in a collaborative way. Joe has been phenomenal through this whole process. So him and his staff working with us in terms of finding and putting our players in the best positions possible to be successful. And I just believe in my heart that when you have people who collaborate and communicate to the level of what Joe wants and what I would want, it's hard to fail. There's the old saying of where there's a lack of communication, negativity fills the void. And so you can't communicate enough to get what you need to get done to make things work. And so I'm excited about it. It's gonna be a cool process.
So are you a CEO head coach, to use the phrase? Are you delegating, correct, to play callers? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's however anybody wants to label it, but you know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I've been blessed to be with the Kyle Shanahan system, if you will, for about 10 years of my coaching career. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we have the system that we were able to evolve to when we were at San Francisco. And so, you know, there's a visual that from a vision standpoint, we know what both sides of the ball, including special teams, are supposed to look like. We know what the techniques are. We know what the players look like. We know how they operate within the scheme. We know the process at which they install systems and the way they teach the drill work. We know all of it on both in all three phases. And so if you want to call it CEO type, that's for other people. It's a matter of coaching. It's a matter of just making sure that the vision of the organization is being moved in the direction that we want in collaboration with Joe and his staff, and then obviously the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams. And so it's going to be a cool process and one that I feel like everyone's on the same page with.
Robert Saleh here on the Rich Eisen Show, the new head coach of the New York Jets, here on this busy Friday before Championship Sunday, which Coach Saleh coached on last year for the San Francisco 49ers. And you mentioned that you've been in the Shanahan system. Does that mean the offense with Mike LaFleur, that the offense that we saw with Shanahan running it in San Francisco and wherever he's run it, that this is the type of offense that you are in fact bringing to New York City and New Jersey? That is it.
For sure. Yeah, no question. It's just speaking from a defensive standpoint, it's a son of a gun to go against on a day-to-day basis. All the movement, the personnel groupings, the formations, they make it very difficult from a communication standpoint. And then on top of it, they strain you both schematically and they attack you from a player standpoint. And so there's just so many different things that they do with regards to marrying run and pass, creating big pockets for the quarterback and wide open receivers. And they just at the end of the day, they make it, while I'm straining you so much on defense, they make the game so simple for the quarterback. And to be able to get Mikey LaFleur, forgive me, I call him Mikey. He wants to be called Mike.
Okay, no problem.
But to get Mikey, he's been with Kyle since he got in the league. So he was there with him in Cleveland when they built that one up. I know it only lasted a year or so, but he was there. He went to Atlanta. They rebuilt that one, had Matt Ryan as league MVP, go to San Francisco, rebuild that one. And so now he's ready to do it himself. And so there's no doubt in my mind that he'll be able to do the same things that his brother has done over at Green Bay with regards to getting that offense back up and running and the people who have been attached to Kyle and it branched off away from him.
So part of your conversations with Joe Douglas and Christopher Johnson, and you have still yet to chat with Woody, right? The returning owner of the Jets, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you on? Do we have an appointment, or where are you on that process?
I'm supposed to meet with him soon.
Okay.
Obviously, he's been traveling.
Yes.
Really excited for that opportunity to sit down and talk with him and build a relationship with him.
Okay. And then the quarterback in Sam Darnold, was that part of your process talking to Joe Douglas and Christopher Johnson? Did they ask you your opinion of him? How much of Sam Darnold was discussed in your interview process that led to your hiring, Coach?
Yeah, of course, there was discussion. The quarterback is the most important position on the football team by far. Most important player in every organization, and so he was discussed, and I think we have equal belief in Sam in terms of his arm talent, his mobility, his fearlessness in the pocket, his ability to process information and make great decisions. There's a reason why he was the number three pick, and he's only 23 years old, so there's no question that Sam is capable of being a starter in this league and has the ability to play at a very high level. So, we're excited to get with Sam and talk with him more and continue to develop our relationship with him.
Have you connected with him yourself so far?
Yeah. I've had a chance to reach out to everybody via text, and then a couple of guys I've been able to get a hold of on the phone. I'm still trying to catch up. And then a couple of guys have been able to walk into the office. So I would love to have FaceTime with every single man that's on this roster before we see him for OTAs.
But you have had a conversation with Sam, or is he just one of the text guys that you reached
out
to?
No, we've been able to speak and have conversations.
Okay, look, I understand that, look, he is just an aces person. I don't know if you're aware, but when he signed with the Jets, the first thing he did before his press conference was to visit a children's hospital. I mean, he could not be more of a stand-up, wonderful human. But there's so many questions about his future. And so currently right now, is he the quarterback of the New York Jets starting 2021, Robert Saleh?
I've got this belief that, when you're here, you're going to get all of us. And so we're going to approach Sam that way. And he's, like I said, he's got an unbelievable amount of arm talent and all the different things I just talked about. But in fairness to the process, it's the same thing, and it's every position on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
We're just starting to dive into tape. The coaches are still showing up. We're still trying to figure out where people fit within the scheme that we have and what whether there needs to be some position changes or modifications or whatever we're looking for. There's an entire process that we have to go through so we don't make just rash emotional decisions. But I will go on record and tell everyone that Sam is capable of being a starter in this league, and he is capable of playing at a high level, and his talent shows it on tape when you watch it.
Okay, so before I let you go, all gas, no brakes, right? Is that what I need to figure out myself? Is that what it
all
is?
All gas, no brake.
Oh, no brake. No brake.
There you go.
No singular brake. Okay.
No singular.
Okay, so all gas, no brake. And that is in regards to just the general sense of everything.
It's life. It's how you wake up in the morning to prepare for your day. It's how you approach work. It's how you approach your meetings. It's how you approach practice. It's how you approach people. It's how you approach being a husband, wife, father, daughter, son. It's just life. And waking up in the morning, stepping on the gas, and pursuing every which way you can to be better when you go to sleep than when you woke up.
Okay.
And that's the mindset.
How many hands on the wheel? Coach, I want to get this. How many hands do we have in the wheel? Both?
Two hands on the wheel, because that son of a gun better be going fast.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that. And then your hands free if you have to call somebody, obviously. Keep your eyes on the road. How excited should I be? You tell me. Come on now. Let's on behalf of every Jet fan, my God, do we hope that this works out for you. And everybody, Mooch tells me you're from the Northern Michigan. You're going to love them. I mean, I hear all that stuff. So how excited should I be, Robert?
You know what? I believe everybody, and I really believe this with every fiber in my body, and it includes fans, has a part of the success and failure of an organization. And so I encourage everyone to dive in head first and come on for the ride and be supportive and enjoy this ride, because there is no doubt in my mind that one day we will win championships. I'm not going to put a time on it, but this organization will win championships, especially when you talk to the people with regards to Christopher Johnson, Joe Douglas, and Jaime. This organization is going to win, and it's going to be a great ride.
That was very Namath-like, Coach. I got to be honest with you. Have you chatted with Joe? Has Joe reached out? Have you chatted with Joe yet?
I haven't. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet him in person. I can't wait.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Do you have a fur coat?
I don't even have a coat. I got to go buy one.
You're not in California anymore, man.
I've been in Jacksonville, Houston, California. I have no coat. I got to get a coat.
Oh, my gosh. But one last thing, because I know our time is almost up here. Do you have a system in place of somebody who's going to let you know when a challenge or not? I'm an expert at this sort of thing. This is my area of expertise. Do you have somebody set up that is looking down at the field that has the actual DVR in front of that person to know when to challenge and when to not? That is truly one of the most challenging things you're going to have to deal with now as the HC of the NYJ. Do you have a system like that set up?
We are in the process of looking for a game manager in terms of someone in the box to handle that stuff, to keep us on top of analytics and giving us all the information we need to make the best decisions possible.
Okay. Well, if you need any audio visual help, that, you said that everybody's chipping in. You have my number now, is basically what I'm saying.
If you want to take a pay cut, I'll take you.
I don't know. I see Mr. Johnson's bottom line, sir. We might be able to shake a few couch cushions free. That's all I'm saying. But, that's for a different day, I guess. Thanks for the call, Coach. Congrats on
that. No, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks. Can't wait to meet you all in person.
Right back at you. That is Robert Saleh, well, everybody, coach. The new head coach of the New York Jets. Here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Feel better? You feel good?
Well, when he sits here and says, let's go win championships, I like it. I like hearing that. And as you know, we just had this conversation, and he did not say that the Jets are going to back down from a fight. He did not say that the Jets are going to be a team that does not get up when they're facing adversity. And he said it without anybody biting off a kneecap or taking a hunk out of somebody or there was no lotion in a basket sense to the conversation. There wasn't none of that. There was none of the
dancing around. No.
Okay.
It rubs the lotion on its
skin. So I just can't. I can't. As you know, I've heard nothing. I mean, when I say nothing but great things, literally. Only the most glowing assessment of leadership skills around. That's all I've heard when it comes to Robert Saleh. So he's got 6 kids. Maybe that'll be for the next conversation that we have.
7th on the way, apparently.
But look, he can't sit here and say Sam's our guy. He's got to be able to go into the locker room and say, I'm going to give everyone a fair shake, and everybody's got a fair shake. And when I asked, is he your quarterback in 2021? He's not. Oh, yeah. Week one it is.
Right.
Like, I was brought in to give a system to this organization that is similar to San Francisco's organization. When I was there a few years ago, we had Jimmy G. We had just acquired him. But we evaluate all the positions. I saw a lot of Pac-12 football. And he's the guy that's perfect for this system. And I know the last few years haven't gone very well, but he really hasn't had a fair shake. You could easily say these things. 1,000% say, I'm the new sheriff in town. The previous sheriff did not do him justice. I've seen on tape. I went into the meetings and I said, I'm the coach that can turn around Sam Darnold. Let's go.
Let's go.
He could, however, have been the coach that went in there and said, I'm the coach that can turn around Sam Darnold. I know you love this guy. I know he is a perfect face of this franchise. I know he has the perfect demeanor to handle all of the trials and tribulations of a difficult spot like New York, which I feel I'm built for too. I'm built for this moment. Hire me, I'll fix Sam Darnold. And they could have all said in that meeting, huzzah, you are hired, Robert Saleh. You come and you fix Sam Darnold. And yes, we have 2 years now at a decent rate before we have to figure out how to re-sign him at a more costly rate. Yes, you will come in here and we will, with our draft choices, surround you with the weaponry and you will bring a culture change and we will go to battle with Sam Darnold. That could have been the conversation in their meeting. And why wouldn't he go ahead and now say, when he's on this show or in a first press conference with the New York media, say such a thing? And there is possible a two-word answer and a longer answer. I'll give you the longer answer first. We have no idea what can happen between now and the draft. We have the second overall pick. We're going to have to evaluate a bunch of people. We may fall in love with one, and that's the end of that. That's the long answer. Short answer, two words, Deshaun Watson. That's it. Which he can't clearly say ever, because Deshaun Watson, as we know, is a member of the Houston Texans. There's something called a contract. There's something called tampering.
Right.
So there's a bunch of reasons why he did not give the answer to the question. Yes, he is our starting quarterback in 2021. And it isn't because they're not going to have him as their starting quarterback in 2021. It's just that right now, right here on the 22nd of January in 2021, he cannot sit here and say that, because he could sit here and say such a thing and all of a sudden, what, 3 days later, they turn around and trade him? And then all of a sudden, the rest of that locker room who's never even met him is like, well, you're saying one thing on the media and then you're doing another thing. Like, we haven't even met yet. How am I going to handle that in the locker room? A dicey situation, but I had to ask the question because it is the most burning question about the New York Jets with the second overall pick. And our Twitter handles and Twitter feeds are going to be filled up with fantastic film of every single prospect not named Trevor Lawrence. That's going to entice Jets fans to say, that's the guy. That's the guy. I haven't seen Sam throw like that. That's the guy. This is the guy. I mean, we have no idea. But he sounds pretty good. He's got a nice voice.
Great
voice. Sounding like all, you know, all wheels, no break.
Hey, member of the Brotherhood? I mean, come on.
Oh, he's a member of the Bald Brotherhood? Right. That's true, too. So, yeah, good thing he did clarify that it's all wheels.
No brake.
No, all gas.
All gas.
No brake.
I'm sorry, I got to stop looking at you when I say that, because yeah. You're the king of the all skate. Yeah, everybody skate.
Eight wheels, no brakes.
Yeah. All gas, no brake.
No brake.
No brake. Singular.
No brake.
But in reality, actually, each skate only really has one stopper, so we're actually brakes is wrong. He's actually correct.
So you've been doing it wrong.
We've been
this
actually
whole time.
Saying it wrong. It's a brake, one stopper per skate. So Sal is right.
Okay.
So next time we'll ask him about his skate
break.
Days.
We're going to win championships here.
There
I love it.
There you go, buddy.
He's not here to kiss Bill Belichick's rings. That's one way to say it. And that they're not going to back down to a fight. That's another way to say it. Other than just like, you know, hey, I'm going to rip you. I'm going to rip you to shreds. Did you hear Dan Campbell went on Good Morning Football? Did I say it sounded more violent than I thought?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was it was aggressive.
A little bit.
It was aggressive.
Okay, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. When we come back here on this Rich Eisen show, we'll take some phone calls and remember the man, Hank Aaron, when we come back on the program. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal.
Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome back to The Rich Eisen Show, talking about the Super Bowl matchups here, potentially. That 22,000 fans are going to be in the stadium at Raymond James watching the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
And 7,500 of them will be fully vaccinated, getting both shots, members of the healthcare community.
That's great.
And from what I'm hearing, all teams are going to identify such similar people and send them to the game too. So... just a wondrous development that more and more people are hopefully getting vaccinated. My gosh, that's another for another day, another conversation. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, and we'll take your phone calls in a second. Super Bowl Sunday, 2 weeks from Sunday. My game day morning crew, 6 hours. I've got a Zoom tomorrow for that. And the number of people who have said yes to appearing on this show via Zoom, it's a lot. We've asked a lot. We asked a bunch, and a lot of guys are saying yes. Normally, it'd be like one or two guys in studio, but we're not obviously anybody in studio. There's no traveling. Willie McGinnis is joining us at the top of the next hour. I believe Julian Edelman is on Sunday's Game Day Morning. Aqib Talib is on Game Day Morning. There's many more to come. Yesterday, I went from here to NFL Network to conduct my second interview of the week for Game Day Morning. I did one with Travis Kelce right from this desk, right from here. I Zoomed with Killa Trav. Great conversation. That's going to air on Sunday. And yesterday, I chatted with Josh Allen.
Oh.
Yes. Sits down on his Zoom. Couldn't have been nicer. I mean, when you're talking about like a real sweet person, like there's just nothing but a great vibe you get from him. Chill kid from Fireball, California, Central Valley, California, to go to Wyoming, as we all know, to get a shot in the pros. And now, I mean, in college, and now he's, you know, an MVP type caliber quarterback playing in the AFC championship game, talking about he's really competitive with Stephon Diggs. They play video games. They're competitive about who's can walk down the hallway fastest, like brothers,
just like
stuff.
Anything.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff, right?
Love it.
And, you know, and he showed up in one of those winter, you know, caps with the ball on top, you know, that Brady used to wear at the Patriots. It's one of those old, he literally looked like he was 18 sitting down in the chair.
He's got a baby face.
And we talked about, you know, his opportunity, talked about Bill's Mafia that has now given, by the way, $1 million in the name of his grandmother who passed away.
Unreal.
And you know, they've created a hospital wing with his grandmother's name on it, Patricia Allen.
Fantastic.
Talked about that. Talked about his ascension as a quarterback. Talked about when things clicked. I mean, I don't know what's making the peace or not. But I asked him when something clicked with Josh Allen. You know what he told me? He gave me a negative that out of failure, his success was born. The three interceptions against the Patriots in week 16 last year is what he said after the game about not keeping the simple things simple. He said to himself, what am I doing here? Not like what am I doing here in the NFL, but basically like one of those things when you shoot yourself in the foot, like what am I doing? Like that's the way that he phrased it, right? And then, yes, Chris.
Did you do it?
I did it. I used real estate.
Why wouldn't you?
Provided to me by NFL Network.
Yeah, of course.
And the Buffalo Bills, who took Josh Allen straight from his production meeting that went long, because I guess Romo and Nance were kept twisting his arm for information for the broadcast.
Romo was probably so excited.
I mean, yeah. Right? I did use Rich Eisen's show, Real Estate, on Game Day Morning. Although I have used much Game Day Morning real estate also attempting to nickname quarterbacks in the NFL.
It hasn't gone well. It hasn't gone well.
I did bring up the Mandalorian quarterback with Josh Allen.
Excellent.
I did tell him what it was.
Okay. Had he not seen?
He had not seen.
All right.
I did have to, unfortunately, explain to him what it was. It was one of those things. It's one of those things, you know, like you roll the dice. You're hoping, oh, yeah, I heard it. Rich, love it.
Right.
So it wasn't. It wasn't. I heard it. Rich, love it.
But
it was. I heard it through the grapevine ish.
Okay.
I think it was maybe being nice, but he had not seen The Mandalorian. I had to set it all up.
Oh, man.
Do I reveal here his answer, or do you want to wait till Sunday? Because I did call up game day morning one of the finest, Andy Gregg, our coordinating producer, and did tell him,
hey, that's
got to
make
this has
piece.
Got to make yeah, the piece. Right, right. Or if it doesn't, we have to separately show it to the guys, Mooch and Kurt.
Of course.
The two of them. Irv is just, you know, along for the ride. Mooch and Kurt are the ones who relish me unsuccessfully trying to name Matt Ryan, the natural, and then
like a decade,
and then pass it off to Matt Stafford,
and then try to like
circle back to Matt Ryan again.
Rich, you got to move on.
And
you
got to move on, and then also try and
Patrick Mahomes
morph it into the natural with Patrick Mahomes.
Not even close.
So,
how long is your show on Sunday?
6 hours. Okay, should find a time in a rundown.
I mean,
but I don't know if it should be part of the piece.
Right.
You know, this is like one of those Sunday morning pre-game
shows. I'm just thinking like
shows.
Selfishly, like personally, with all due respect, I don't know if I'm going to have, you know,
6 hours.
6 hours
I understand.
To devote.
I understand.
So I kind of want to hear it today, but maybe like at the end of the show.
Those were long shows.
Maybe we keep people around.
I will just say this.
Great.
I will just say this. He accepts it.
Ah!
Thank you, Gronk.
I mean, that's
he accepts it.
It's a huge win.
And I will say this. He kind of, I think, particularly dug the idea of Cole Beasley being Baby Yoda.
Oh, yes.
I can't give any more away. Other than the fact that this very well could be.
That was well done.
And everyone will need to see it. I don't believe I badgered the witness in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-oh. Just by saying that,
I don't believe so. No, I'm already front-loading the response.
All right. Okay.
I'm already front-loading my response to the response, I guess I'm saying. Because I know what the response is going to be.
Right.
You never really heard of it. And he's just being nice because he is... I'm telling you, he couldn't be, like, a nicer guy.
Okay.
Like, he and Mahomes might just cancel each other out and become one big a-hole quarterback together on Sunday, you know? Like two, you know, I'm terrible at science. Like, the magnet, you know, if you put two magnets in the
north
same.
North and the south pole, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, right. Two norths opposite.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Opposite. Like, right, the north and south stick.
They might be like two norths and then come out and be the worst awful human being. Just one awful human being out of just how two wonderful people they appeared to be, Mahomes and Allen.
Right.
So I did, in fact, also have to say to him, you know, you're not just saying. I mean, I don't know how much is going to make it, but I did tell Andy Gregg that I do need that entire portion to show on Monday's show. Because you're going to, again, you guys may all be out and about.
But after the Bills win on Sunday, we're going to want to really celebrate, you know.
Say it again.
After the Bills win on Sunday, we're going to want to celebrate by hearing, you know, the christening of the nickname and the acceptance.
Is that what you're going for? You going there? The Bills winning?
Stay tuned later
for sneaky good games.
Stay tuned for sneaky.
Wow!
After a 4-0 divisional round.
Well, you did go 4-0, huh?
Just saying.
An unblemished divisional round.
Hopefully, it wasn't just me that made money on
the
divisional
round. He might be 0-2 this week.
You know what I'm saying?
I know his picks.
All right, let's go to Matt in Oklahoma. What's up, Matt? You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, Ben, Matt.
What's up, Rich? I just hear Chris Brockman pick my Bills.
He did.
Holy, you know what?
Not yet.
You don't want him.
Hell might be freezing over. I'm telling you.
I love
he's
your quarterback,
around.
Matt.
He's
I love your quarterback.
Around.
Matt.
He's coming around.
Matt, what would it mean for the Bills to make the Super Bowl and see Brady in it? What would you be?
I don't care. It would mean everything. I was in high school last time they went to the Super Bowl. I've been through it all since the 80s. I don't have the words for how much it would mean. I'm in Oklahoma, so I can't imagine what it'd be like in Buffalo.
They're going out of their minds.
It's like a dream, man. I have nothing against Chiefs fans. I keep fighting them off around here in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right, sure. Yeah, I bet.
They are the champs, so to be the man, you got to beat the man. I'm fine with it. They're tripping a little bit, but I'm like, bring it. Let's go. Before Brockman, LFG, let's go.
LFG,
still
Matt.
Gonna play it. Come on, man, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Brockman's picking the Bills. Matt's using Patriots phrases.
I'm telling
cats
you.
And dogs. What's
I'm
happening here?
Kumbaya.
What's happening here?
Going on. The end is near. I think it's destiny. I think they win the Super Bowl. I don't care what any expert says. They can all suck it. I believe.
Have a good Sunday, Matt. Have a good Sunday. He's been calling in since like day one about the Bills, and you've been giving him crap since day one about the Bills, and now he's finally having his day, man. As well as should. I'm telling you, this kid is so dynamite. And you heard Josh Norman earlier this week bouncing off the walls.
They're excited. They're ready.
I got one variable that people are not taking into. They're in KC, and they have a crowd. That crowd is going to affect that game.
I agree. No, I hear you. But
it totally is going to help them.
Dude, it was, the Browns were, in that crowd and
they were right there.
Overcame the dumbass pylon. So, let's go to Al in Atlanta. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Al?
Hey, Rich. Tough day here in Atlanta.
I know.
Yeah. Just remember being a kid going to Atlanta Fulton County and seeing the 715 on the wall and wondering how can right field be 715 feet and center field 400. Just craziness. And then growing up and being able to tailgate next to the wall, pictures of us playing Beirut, and it was the greatness, just greatness in a sad day. But on a happier note,
yes, sir.
I am extremely jealous of you and Jeff in Detroit. You've got all gas, no brake, two hands on the wheel.
Yep.
Jeff in Detroit's got Hannibal Lecter, the dude, ripping people's kneecaps off.
Yep.
And what do I get in Atlanta? I get Arthur the Aardvark Smith. Like, nobody even knows about him.
Arthur the Aardvark Smith. Well, listen, Al, sometimes the aardvark gets the ant. Does that make sense? Sometimes the guy that doesn't bang his chest is the one you need to be most wary of. Honestly, man, let's just see the number of times, again, like I said, when Rex Ryan came in as the Jet coach and said, I'm not kissing Belichick's rings, and he's puffing his chest out and whatever, it worked for a couple years because they won games, they ground and pound, they had the ability to bring Rex's defense in with a young quarterback who they basically say, be a game manager, don't make mistakes because we got a dynamite run game. And let's go. And they drafted right. Like, remember they had Sean Green running all over the Cincinnati Bengals in a playoff game. And so it worked out. But when you go through that cycle and you cap yourself through the teeth and now you got to start rebuilding and you need a coach to actually get you through all that or have something that's sustainable, that guy's not sustainable. And that might be the case about Dan Campbell. Go run through a wall. But, what happens when somebody does kick your teeth in and you're – you can't, because you don't have any teeth, bite somebody's kneecap off, which, again, was something. Thank you for the call, Al. That was part of the whole construct yesterday that didn't make any sense. If your teeth are kicked out, how do you gum off a kneecap? Can you gum a kneecap off? Again, it's tough. The number of times that, you would look at Joe Torre and you'd think, does that guy have a pulse? Honestly, is Joe Torre sitting in there wondering about the fifth race at Aqueduct, or is he trying to win a game here? I'm serious.
True.
But guess what?
He was good.
Joe Torre barely had a pulse, but he won all those rings.
He was good.
He won a lot of rings.
So you can't just say, okay, my guy's ripping the paint off the walls and ripping off kneecaps, and Robert Saleh's got this great hashtag, but he also had a certain calm demeanor about himself, which is what you need to have as an HC. So don't sleep on Arthur Smith, is my general gist.
Tennessee had a good offense last year.
Yeah, they did. If he can do for Ryan what he's done with Tannehill, although Ryan can't run like Tannehill. But.
True.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Willie McGinnis on his buddy Tom Brady playing in an NFC Championship game, and Bob Costas on the departed Hank Aaron.